All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going deep on PM systems.
Yeah.
Product information management. It's kind of a big deal,
Okay, I'm listening.
especially now, with everything being like digital.
Right.
Think of it like a really well-organized kitchen where
Yeah.
you've got all your product info prepped and ready to,
Ready to serve.
exactly, to your website, apps, even like physical stores.
Makes sense. Yeah, consistency is key.
Totally. But what we're really looking at today is this company, One Time
Long
PIM.
time PIM.
And they're doing things, a little differently.
Differently, how so?
No implementation fees, unlimited support, and get this, weekly meetings with clients.
Wow, that's pretty unusual.
Right. And all this is from their CEO, Dr. Pat Vailaris. He wrote this document, Building a Better PIM.
So he knows his stuff then.
Oh, yeah. He's got like a background in both tech and business, so.
Interesting. That blend is pretty valuable, I'd say.
Absolutely. And one of the things that really jumps out from his writing is their focus on human connection.
Human connection for
Yeah.
software.
They believe like the best software isn't just code,
Got to talk to the people using it.
Exactly. It's like they use this
Get an
analogy.
analogy.
They say building software without talking to the users is like building a house without talking to the family who's going to live there.
I like that. Makes it pretty clear.
Right. So simple, but how many companies actually do that?
Not enough, I bet.
Probably not. And that's what makes One Time PIM so, I guess you could say crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, in a good way. It's this whole approach of like direct communication, actually listening to their clients.
So the no fees, the unlimited support, the weekly meetings.
It's all part of that, yeah. And it's totally different from most, enterprise software companies.
Especially in that world, things tend to be a little rigid.
For sure. But One Time PIM saying, hey, this works for us. They believe this approach is what makes them, effective.
So every question, every challenge, it all makes their system stronger.
That's the idea, yeah. Not just for that one client, but for everyone.
Interesting.
It's like they're building a PIM that's always evolving based on real-world use.
Not just some like preset plan.
Exactly. Which brings us to this idea they call the PIM
The
paradox.
PIM paradox.
That's
Yeah.
right. So Dr. Vailaris points out that, all businesses need a PIM system,
Sure. Makes sense.
but their needs are actually pretty different.
Oh, right. Different businesses, different needs.
Yeah, he compares it to like everyone needs a kitchen,
Okay. I see where this is going.
but a baker's kitchen is going to look way different from a sushi chef's.
Ah, I get it. So the core function is the same, but.
The specifics, the layout, the tools, that's where it gets interesting.
And because One Time PIM is constantly talking to their clients, they can adapt to that.
Right. They become this like versatile tool that can work for all these different
That's
businesses.
pretty smart, actually.
Yeah. And that's where this whole evolution, not revolution thing comes in.
Devolution, not revolution.
Yeah, with how they build the system. It's like not about having this like perfect product right away.
Right, more about constant improvement.
Exactly. And Dr. Vailaris, he actually gives some examples in the document.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, there's this one about a client who needed a like super specific validation rule.
A validation rule for their data.
Yeah, for their product data. And One Time PIM, they built it for them.
Okay, so they're responsive to client needs.
But here's the thing, they didn't just build it for that client.
They made it a standard feature.
Yep, so now it's better for all their clients. It's that like feedback loop in action.
That's pretty cool. It shows they're actually committed to this whole collaborative approach.
Totally. And it kind of makes you think about, with all this talk about AI these days.
AI, what about it?
Well, One Time PIM, they're actually kind of pushing back against the idea that AI can like do everything.
Huh, interesting. So they're not like all in on the AI hype.
I mean, they're not against AI. They see it as a tool.
A tool, yeah, but not the be all and end all.
Right. But they're very clear that it can't replace human understanding, at least not yet.
Yeah, AI still has its limitations.
Big time. For example, AI can't like fully grasp human communication.
True, the nuances, the tone.
Exactly. Like AI can't hear the frustration in a client's voice.
Or pick up on like the real reason behind a feature request.
Yeah, those are things that, for now, only humans can really get.
It's that whole emotional intelligence thing, right?
Totally. And it makes you wonder if, with all this focus on AI, we're losing sight of that human element.
Especially in software development.
All right. And One Time PIMs, they use this analogy.
Oh, I love a good analogy. Lay it on me.
They say AI is like having a superpowered hammer.
Okay, superpowered hammer, I'm intrigued.
It's an amazing tool, right? But you still need an architect to design the house.
Ah, I see. The AI could build, but it can't design.
And going back to their earlier analogy, you still need someone to talk to the family who's going to live there.
Right, that human connection is still crucial.
Absolutely. And it's not just about like understanding needs.
It's about building trust, navigating office politics, all that messy human stuff.
Exactly. And AI just isn't equipped for that.
So one-time PIM, they're really championing this human-centric approach.
Yeah. And it seems like they've created this
We're
cycle.
kind of cycle.
So a client brings a challenge.
Okay, a challenge.
They work together to create a solution.
Collaborative problem solving.
The system improves.
So everyone benefits.
Yeah. It's like a snowball rolling downhill.
Gaining momentum with every interaction.
That's a great way to put it. I wonder, what do you think the long-term implications of this could be?
Ooh, that's a big question. But it makes me think maybe this close relationship with clients, this constant collaboration, maybe that's the key to
Yeah.
building software that's not just like effective, but also adaptable.
Adaptable, that's key in today's world, right?
Totally. Things change so fast, you need software that can keep up.
Like, imagine software that doesn't just meet your needs today, but actually evolves as your business grows.
No, that would be a game changer.
Okay, so we've seen how one-time PIM, does things their own way.
Yeah, bucking the trend a bit.
But what does it all like actually mean? What's the takeaway here?
Well, I think what's really interesting is that they're challenging the status quo.
In enterprise software.
Exactly. They're basically saying, hey, maybe there's a better way to do this whole software thing. And, they're not just talking the talk, they're walking the rock.
And they're getting results.
Right. They're putting like human connection, customer collaboration, but all else.
And it seems to be working for them.
It really does. And Dr. Vialaris is, he's very open about this in Building a Better PIM.
Yeah, about how important this whole like human-centered approach is to their company.
It's baked into their philosophy, it seems.
Totally. And it makes you wonder,
Wonder what?
could this model, this focus on like genuine partnership, could it work for other types of software too?
That's a good question.
Like, what if this human first thing wasn't just a one-time PIM thing?
Right, not just a niche
What
approach.
if it was like the future of software development? More collaboration, more understanding the user.
Less of that set it and forget it mentality.
Yeah. Imagine software that's always evolving based on like real feedback from the people using it.
Not just bug fixes, but real improvements based on, actual need.
Now that would be something. So, to wrap up our deep dive into one-time PIM,
They're definitely doing things different.
big time. They're all about that human connection, embracing that constant evolution.
Improving that AI, while powerful, is not a replacement for, well, for understanding how businesses actually work.
Exactly. It's like they're reminding us that technology should be working for us, not the other way around.
Couldn't agree more.
And they're doing it all with this sense of, I don't know, craziness that might just be brilliance.
Crazy like a fox, as they say.
Maybe. This deep dive has really got me thinking about, the human side of technology.
It's easy to get caught up in the shiny new gadgets, the algorithm.
And forget about the people actually using it all.
Absolutely. So as you go about your day, think about this. Could this human-centric approach work in your world?
What are the benefits, the drawbacks? It's something to ponder for sure.
It is. And hey, if you're curious to learn more about one-time PIM and their unique way of doing things, we encourage you to check them out.
You never know, this whole unconventional model might just be a glimpse into the future of software.
Until next time, folks, keep those brains buzzing.
Happy diving, everyone.